Shabbos Parshas Emor Tavshin Ayin. I was bothered this week by this by the parsha and the fact that it seems very disjointed. And is there possibly a way that we could connect the different topics that the parsha talks about? Parsha 7 begins, as we know, with the halachas of kohanim, kohen hedyot, a regular kohen who can marry or not. Then goes on to the halachas of kohen gadol. Then goes on to halachas of a kohen who has a mum, who is not in perfect physical shape, can't serve in the Beis Hamikdash. Talks about then truma, karbanis. Then the latter half of the parsha all of a sudden talks about Shabbos. First we have Shabbos, then the Yom Tovim, Pesach, then the Omer, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres. Then we have a repetition of two of some of the kelim that there were in the Beis Hamikdash, two vessels, the menorah and the shulchan. It says that you have to light the menorah, and it says what we put on the shulchan, and ends off with the megadev, the one who was mevarech es Hashem. So it does seem that the parts of this parsha don't seem connected. If we take Shabbos, this is one of the 12 parshiyos actually talk about Shabbos. So important is Shabbos. We know it's what if someone is Mekayim Shabbos, it's like he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. Someone is Mechal Shabbos, it's as if he transgressed the entire Torah. Shabbos is the connection to the whole Torah. We find a very strange thing about Shabbos in terms of its stringency, which needs explanation. We know we're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Malacha doesn't mean strenuous activity. We schlep boxes from one room to the next. You haven't been mechal Shabbos. Yeah, shouldn't be done on Shabbos. But even though there was a lot of exertion of work, that's not what we're talking about. Malacha doesn't mean work. Malacha means creative activity. We're forbidden to do any creative activity on Shabbos. And it could be something that takes almost no effort. For example, if we are boirer on Shabbos, we select out a few shells from a bowl of peanuts on Shabbos, and there's Eidim Rasra, the person is Chayiv Skila. The harshest of all Mises, person takes out a shell from a bowl of peanuts, a person cooks up a tea on Shabbos, is Chayiv Skila. For a little thing that he did. What happens if somebody kills another Jew? Doesn't get skila. He gets hereg. That's what he gets. We kill him besayiv. We don't give him skila. So it's interesting that Shabbos should be so strict. But we find another place also that we're extremely strict in another area, which also seems to be a little bit of an exaggeration. Seems to be that the Torah is going, can we say, a little bit overboard. You know, someone cooks a tea bag on Shabbos, they should be chayiv skila. And yet we don't find, even if chas v'shalom, someone would burn a sefer Torah, he doesn't even get that. Yes, malchus, for every word that is destroyed, every Hashem that is destroyed, but doesn't get skila. We find another thing again that seems to be a little bit of blown out of proportion almost, until we understand it. And that is the inyan of Beis HaMikdash. Someone who wants to come close to the Rabbeinu Shleilim, he wants to bring a karbon, but he's not a kohen. It says, Hazor HaKorev Yumas, in Parshas Bamidbar. Mahazor HaKorev Yumas. Azor, a non-Kohen who approaches into the Beis HaMikdash to bring a karbon, he gets killed. He wanted to do a good thing. He's not trying to kill somebody. He's not trying to blow up the world. He's trying to become closer to Hashem. He gets killed. The Kohanim when they are doing the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, Kehanim must have rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim. They must wash their hands and the feet and their feet from the kiyar before they go into avodah. If they don't, not only is the avodah pasul, psula, they are chayiv misa. According to some rishonim, if the kohen's begodim are not perfect, a little bit too short, a little bit too long, this dirty, the chayiv misa midei shamayim. For that. That's a regular kohen. The kohen gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we know that if his thoughts are not absolutely pure, he's killed on the spot. That's why Chazal say that you tie a rope around the kohen gadol, just in case his thoughts were not pure, he dies inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we got to pull him out. So also, it seems to be like a very outlandish punishment for something that we would have said on our own doesn't seem to be that great of an offense. So I saw that Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal in his Sefer on Shabbos explains like this. He gives a mashal. And the mashal is, if somebody, let's say, needs an operation on his leg, he certainly goes to the best surgeon and expert that he could find, but everyone can make a mistake, everybody could slip, could foul up, and if the surgeon, as great and as precise as he is, it could be the scalpel will move, and chas v'shalom, the person's leg could be cut, chas v'shalom, even the whole leg could be cut off, but the person can still live, it's not a vital organ, right? Even if a mistake was made in the person's leg, he may lose a leg, but he didn't lose his life. As opposed to if there was a surgeon performing an operation on the person's heart or the person's brain. You slip over there, that's it. It's fatal. You can't make any mistakes over there. So when a person slips up, he doesn't have avera and kol ha'tera kula, certain punishments, certain things are so severe, yichayiv misa, kill another person, yichayiv misa, gilei arayis, yichayiv misa, or kareis. But when you're in the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Paltin Shalmelech, which is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, if you slip over there, it's like you're damaging the heart, it's like you're damaging the brain. The source, the heart of the entire world is the Beis Hamikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Beis Hamikdash. Now we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu first created the Evan Ashasiya, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and from there created the world. So it's the vital organ of the world. And if you mess up over there, it's not just like, oops, alright, just made a mistake. No, it's like something that's fatal. And the same thing is with Shabbos. Shabbos is the heart of the entire work, the week. If we want the entire week to exist, it's only with the schus of Shabbos. It's only by keeping Shabbos that the entire world exists. As a matter of fact, our Chaim HaKadosh says in Parashas Bereishis, he says, how could we say, on the pasuk of Ayichulu HaShemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam, he says, a person who keeps Shabbos, he's Naaseh Shutif LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maiseh Bereishis. He says, how could that be? How could we say such a thing? How could Chazal say that if a person keeps Shabbos, as if he is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Rechayim, because when Hashem created the Sheishis and Bereishis, He only created 6 days. The world only had enough energy to last for 6 days. Then Hashem says, I create Shabbos. If Shabbos gives the schus for another 6 days, then another 6 days will exist. The only way that the 6 days of creation, the next week could exist, is if Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos. So it's only because a Jew keeps Shabbos that he gives the ability for the next 6 days to exist. So indeed, he is literally a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So we see that Shabbos is, again, the heart or the brain, the most vital organs from the entire creation. So therefore, if someone slips up on Shabbos and does a malacha, does a creative activity, as minor as it may be, but that's like making a mistake on the heart surgery. So that's what Shabbos is. If we see here that these two places where things are so severe, things are so strict, is the Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash. Then we'll start seeing very interesting connections between the two. You know, there's a din of Kavod Shabbos. Then to get ready, all of the work and all of the exertion and energy that we have to do on Shabbos is all prior to Shabbos. It's all in getting ready for Shabbos. Cooking, baking, cleaning, bathing. We know there's a special mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And that has two parts to it. Number one, that we have rechitza for Shabbos. We bathe l'kavod Shabbos. And number two, that we wear special clothing for Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, when it's talking about Rus, when Rus went to Boaz, it says that v'rachatzt, Naomi told v'rachatzt, you'll bathe yourself, v'sacht, v'samt simloi sayach, and you'll put on your clothing. Put on your clothing, obviously, says Rashi. So Gemara says, what is this referring to? Elu big begadim shel Shabbos. As Naomi told her, put on special begadim. You put on special begadim, which is like Shabbos, you put on special begadim. The Gemara says, Minayin l'shinei begadim in atayru. Where do we find the source that changing one's clothing to nicer clothing for a special occasion, like Shabbos, where do we find this? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Ufashat es begadav v'lovish begadim acherim, for the kehanim. When the kehanim go from one avoda to another avoda, they change their clothing. Here is the makar, this is the source that we should change our clothing. Don't wear the regular clothing we wear during the weekday. On Shabbos, we wear other clothing. Just like the Kehanim, we wear other clothing when they do different parts of the Avodah. So we see that the connection of Shabbos to Kehanim. There's a din that when Kehanim go into the Beis Hamikdash, like we mentioned before, they have to wash their Yodayim V'Raglayim. Really, the Gemara in Yuma says that's the minimum. That's b'di'evad, you can get away with that. Really, every kohen is supposed to have tevila. He's supposed to wash his entire body before he goes into the avodah. Listen to the halacha in Simen Reish Samach Sif Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the mechaber mitzvah lirchoitz kol gufay. It's a mitzvah to wash the entire body for Shabbos. V'imiyev shaloi, but if you can't do the whole body, Yirchaitz Panav Yadav Araglav Becham and Berev Shabbos. Paralleling the idea by Kehanim. L'chatchila, we do the whole guf. If you can't, time is running late, you don't have enough water. Panav Yadav Araglav, identical to the Kehanim.
Oh, he washes his face?
Yadav Araglav. This is Shabbos, you have to put Panav also. There are two. So we already see the connection of why we start with Kehanim and the dinim of Kehanim, and the din of Kehen Gadol, like we'll see in a moment, and then we have the din of Shabbos, and then we have two kelim that are mentioned in the end of the parasha, Menorah and Shulchan. If we think about it, we could already make it the connection on our own. Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash had a few aspects to it. One was the Hatovas Haneiros. One was a mitzvah of cleaning out and preparing the neiros, and the other was the actual lighting of the neiros. And in every house, every Jewish house on Friday going into Shabbos, we also have those two mitzvahs. The husband cleans out and prepares the neiros, prepares the candelabra, and then the wife, as the kohen, lights the neiros. So you have hatovas haneiros and you have hadlokas haneiros. So that's why we mention Menorah over here. And then we have a second mitzvah on Shabbos, of three seudas on Shabbos, and it should be done on the Shulchan of Shabbos. And therefore the Shulchan of Shabbos parallels the Shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash. Indeed, Rav Pinkus wants to say that's the Zmiris on Shabbos, it's like the Levium singing Zmiris, B'Shas Ta'Avoda. Good. Beautiful. But here, that's what I think we could explain with this, why it's indeed these two kelim that are mentioned in this parsha, which want to connect Kahuna and Beis Hamikdash to Shabbos itself. Indeed, the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says in Parashat Acharemis, V'chol Odom lo yiyeh b'oyel moyed. No one can be in the oyel moyed when he goes in. The Chazal say in the Medrash, no one can be there, not even a malach can be in the Beis Hamikdash, in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And indeed, the Chafetz Chaim said, when we invite the Malachim to our house, they escort us home, and we say Shalom Aleichem to them, we say Boyachem, come, Berchuni, bless us, and then we say Tzeischem, go away. Go away, you just invited him in, what are you sending him away? There it says, when we're about to base Kiddush, we're about to go into the Kiddush HaKadoshim, not even Malachim are invited. Kiddush HaKadoshim on Shabbos is just us and the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the lave at the heart of the entire week. It's like going into the Kiddush, it's like going into the Beis HaMikdash. Every Shabbos we can go into the Beis HaMikdash. Wow. The Vilna Gaon teaches a pasuk like this. It says in here, Parshas Emor, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, in the introduction to the Mayadim, we start with Shabbos. Mayadei Hashem and Tikrois and Mikroi Kodesh Elohim Mayadei. These are the Yom Tovim, and it starts with Shabbos, and it goes on to Pesach, etc. Sheishes Yomim Teosim Alacha. For 6 days you do work. Uvayayim Hashvi on the 7th Shabbos, Shabbos in Mikro Kodesh. It's Shabbos. Kol Malacha Leisasu. All work you cannot perform. Shabbos Ilashem. Sells the Vilna Gaon. You know what Sheishes Yom and Tiyas Malacha is going on? It's going on the 6th Yom Tovim. Pesach, the first Yom Tov of Pesach, and then the Yom Tov Achron Shal Pesach, the 7th day of Pesach, Shal Pesach. Then you have Shavuos. Then you have Sukkot, the Yom Tov Rishon. You have the Shmini Atzeres, the last days of Sukkot, and then you have Rosh Hashanah. The 6th Yom Tovim, with Teyosim Alacha, even Yom Tov, you're allowed to do work. You can cook, you can carry, you can do Eichel Nefesh, you can do work. Sheish Yes Yomim, Teyosim Alacha. Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Malacha. Uvayei Mashvi, but on Shabbos, Kol Malacha Loisasu. Even the Yom Kippur, so you can't do that, so you call Shabbos Shabbos, and also. And yeah, that way it parallels as well. There's a Chazal also that tells us that when a person keeps Shabbos properly, he has a Mechilas Havoinos. Same thing like going to the Beis HaMikdash. Same thing as Yom Kippur. So that connects also. But that's what Shabbos is. For 6 days we can do the work, that's even Yom Tov. Shabbos is not. Shabbos, there's no. You don't take a lulav, you don't eat matzah. What do? We don't do anything. What are we doing? All we're doing is we're spending time with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's it. That's what we're doing. We have a meal. We're having a meal with Hashem. We're davening in Hashem's home. What we're learning with Hashem. Even more so than any other day, any other time. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos hi l'Hashem. My Shabbos Shema. What is Shabbos? What is the name of Hashem? It's Shabbos. So that's what Shabbos is. So we have a parsha that here connects Shabbos together with Beis Hamikdash. We do the Menorah in Shabbos. We do the Shulchan. We're entering in every Shabbos into a Beis Hamikdash. We enter into the Beis Hamikdash. Certainly, when we're in the Beis Hamikdash, we behave differently. We wash ourselves properly. We wear special begadim. That's what Shabbos is, and that's why indeed the stress of Shabbos, what the word Shabbos means cessation from activity, stopping from activity. What is Shabbos? The essence of Shabbos is to stop doing any malacha. Why? So that Rav Tzadik writes in the Rishis Leila, Rav Tzadik writes like this. Why indeed do we have to stop doing malacha on Shabbos? Because really we understand that anything that's done in this world pertains to us directly, pertains to Klal Yisrael, is all done from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ma'aseinu pa'al tolanu, Pasuk says. All of our work, Hashem, you're really doing. We go through the motions. During the week, we go through the motions. We put in our ishtadlus, our effort, to cover up the open miracle. But really, it's Hashem performing everything. So therefore, that's only when Hashem is working, kaviyachol, then we also could work. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests, because of Ayay Mashvi, Shavas, he rested on the 7th day, so then we can't do any work either. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working, so then we can go through the motions. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos, when he stops from any activity, so we stop from activity too. And that's what gives the Yid, the Amunah, that really the whole week is only happening from Hashem, and the whole week is only coming b'schus of the Shabbos, and so therefore our keeping Shabbos properly, by understanding the essence of the day that it's entering into the Beis HaMikdash, and by refocusing again on our understanding that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything during the entire week also, and therefore we rest on Shabbos, that itself is what the bracha of Shabbos, and that gives bracha for the rest of the week as well. Okay, a good night of Shabbos.